Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The Undressing Room podcast, presented by Macy's, hosted by myself and the beautiful, beautiful L'Oreal. Hey, Lo.
We in this thing. What's good?
You know what? You banging it for bang season. You know, you setting trends over here. You might want to.
Not that bang.
The bang.
I ain't gonna lie. I've seen a lot of bangs. I've seen a lot of bangs since I got my bangs, but it's okay, you know. And ginger bangs at that. Like, I've been ginger for quite some time.
Somebody got to set the trend.
I love it, man. That's amazing. Shout out to all my gingers out there. Y'all looking amazing, even with the bayangs, okay?
Even with the bayangs.
I ain't going to lie, though. I'm seeing a lot of dreads out there. I'm seeing a lot of twists.
I'm seeing a whole lot of locks, faux locks. There's a whole new lock style called the Eva locks, which I guess the ends are curly. I want to say,
I love that.
It just don't lock down there. That's
no,
just what
I love that
is.
Your hair is like that. I love that.
It is hilarious. But what is even more hilarious is how this week has gone. Oh my goodness. So a popular TikToker gets blasted over how she treats her NFL boyfriend. If you guys have not seen this video, please sit back, relax, because we have something in store for you. Plus, I hear that there's a gripe out there, L'Oreal.
That's what I heard.
You heard about it. So black suburban men say that they think that black women don't like them.
Trying
to figure out why black women are not here for these black suburban men. Is this even true? Is it not? What's going on? We are going to undress that along with so much more. What else is going on, Lo?
Well, listen, you know our girl, Glorilla. Y'all know her. Okay, now she helped manifest her breakout song. And everybody know, F-R-E-E. Hey. Okay, so we're going to talk about how she manifested that. Also, it's going down in my DMs. And some people thought they manifested me, but it ain't happening. Okay.
Well, it's cuffing season. Oh, I can't wait to get to your DMs.
It is cuffing season, isn't it? So we're going to talk about that and see if anybody gets lucky enough to make it through the threshold. And for our final question to address, you already know this happened.
I don't want nothing to do with your man. That's just the kind of friend I am, though. Like, I keep it real cut and dry because I am what they call crazy when it comes to my husband.
It's going down. So make sure you listen to hear how we undress this mess on the Undressing Room podcast, brought to you by Macy's.
Only by Macy's. And speaking of Macy's, real quick, I need to tag on the back of this with me, but I need to let the people know real fast. You can get ahead of your shopping right now for Black Friday at Macy's Black Friday Early Access.
What?
I said it. Early access, y'all. Before Black Friday hit, Macy says, don't even trip. I got you. Mm-hmm. So they are giving you early access to specials on your favorite brands and beauty essentials. Yeah, so you can get them little beauty, little one-twos, refill your little areas.
Yeah,
yes. Right now, from November the 7th through November the 19th.
That's a good amount of time.
It is, but you got to tell them what the best part is, though.
Well, the best part is no waiting in long lines of getting up early. That's the whole part we hate about, you know, shopping on Black Friday, of course. It's all online.
Lies.
Yeah, I'm telling you, all I got to do is go to Macy's.com/Black Friday. But here's the catch. It's only while supplies last. So if it's nothing to buy, then you can't buy nothing.
So I got to go on right now and make sure that I got everything ready for Black Friday early access, the deals, everything that's going on.
You want to get all of this done before you do the Thanksgiving cooking, because I know you finna cook.
You know it's going down for Thanksgiving, but I got to get my Black Friday in. And see, the thing about Black Friday is usually synonymous with long lines. You got to try to get to bed early. You got to wake up early so that you can get out there. But Macy said, we're going to put a stop to all of that. Kick it with the family. Go through your browser. See what you like. Put it in your car and boom, buy it right here for the low, low.
Do it quick. Macy's.com/Black Friday.
Now, you know who's not worried about money?
Who's that?
Sales or anything of that nature.
It ain't me, child, because I got a shopping habit. So we know it ain't about me.
It ain't me because I got a full on budget.
I know you do. I know you got a shopping habit. You make me worse. You're supposed to make me better.
I know. I know. We real friends. I know. I got a bad shopping habit. But if I was this man's wife, maybe my shopping habit would be okay. Because there's a popular TikToker who gets blasted about how she treats her NFL husband. Oh. Now, New Orleans Saints, who that gonna beat them Saints? player named Juwan Johnson and his wife, Shannon, I believe she spells it, but it's a very black way of spelling Shannon, is C-H-A-N-A-N. Yeah, Shannon.
Her granddaddy probably black.
Her grandpa definitely black. Well, they've been stirring things up in social media. A lot of ball players out there, but you don't always hear about some of them in the media. Well, this one, his wife has posted her lifestyle of being an NFLer wife, but several of her commenters continue to call her a gold digger. Oh. So even she did a video claiming that her husband cannot be in the presence of other women if she is not there.
That's right, sis. Ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of control.
That's an absolute no. In both languages, English and Spanish, no.
White and black, Shannon with an S and Shannon with a C.
Right. Come on, Shannon. Shannon laying down the walls. So she says that he can't be in a room with other women if he's not there. People did not know whether she is legit or just like trolling us. Like, is this a joke?
I'm not mad.
But in their recent viral video, she responded to a comment and says, "Why do you say that we get paid? He gets paid. LOL." Well, this was Shannon had to say about what the commenter had to say. Listen to this.
When we get paid, I will spend as much money as I want because it's our money and he decided to marry me. And I do everything that he wants, like I'll cook and clean and stuff like that. And when he makes money, I'm gonna spend it. And that's just what marriage is. Like, you don't have to get married. As soon as we became one, whatever is his is also mine. So I pretty much live my life as I please. And that's just the way it is.
Eva, is that what marriage is?
Yours is mine and what's mine is yours, unless you got a prenup. It depends on what them papers say. I think people are more upset with Miss Shannon because she's white versus the fact of what she's saying, because what she's saying is 100% correct. Okay. Shannon is obviously signed up to be a housewife. Her husband is absolutely fine with the idea.
He's fine.
I don't think I can say that. Completely okay with the idea that she's a housewife. It ain't tricking if you got it. So he obviously has the finances and the money to do so. And like, I have a homegirl, Terica, I grew up with, who's married to Kamadi. I mean, they got a zillion kids. They are balling out of control. I mean, she is dripped in another Maserati or another Aston Martin. That's their lifestyle. Yeah. And she's a black woman married to a black baller. And he's been balling for years. He's about to go into the Hall of Fame. And
you wouldn't see nothing wrong with that. I do think you hit the nail on the head. It's because she's a white woman and she's saying this about her black boyfriend or her black husband. Her black husband. And they say that this is how she gets her money. But one thing, he clapped back because she was getting a little upset because people were like attacking her. And then he was like, the gag is her videos on TikTok really pays all our bills. So while she's crying about them calling her a gold digger, he's like, I'm sitting there laughing because I'm really benefiting all the money, too.
That part.
She actually makes a lot of money on TikTok, a lot, like, so that it can actually match up to his. So she can pretty much spend whatever she wants. Now, if this was a narrative of somebody that was like after him for his money and then she trapped him and then was like, ha ha, our money. And I said, then yeah, there's something wrong with that. But he seems to be happy. So what are we upset
for? But see, like, you know what? I'm not mad at this at all, because I'm going to do this and then we're going to move on. So my husband is a trial attorney. And there is no better evening in the bar at our house when we're sitting downstairs and he comes in with that little smirky smile that says he just got two new cases today and they paid their retainers, which means we got a few $100,000 left in the house, which means Givenchy, I'm on my way getting my check.
That's what I'm saying. You get to do little things.
It's the same thing. Like, great, you just got paid. Good, because I want X, Y, and Z. Let me get that up off of you. I can't, before Mike and I were married.
But do you do the same thing? Let me get that up off of you. Like, when you get signed to a new show, do you come in and you say, like, yo, I just got a little extra check?
Oh, I do. I drip them even further.
And you, well, like, let me splurge on you.
I get signed to a new show. I pull up at the airport and pick him up in his brand new Range Rover.
See, this is how I feel.
That's how I live. Like, he's like, you got your new car. I said, no, baby, this is yours. I give my husband a $100,000 car. The same way I expect if you're going to bring home a $200,000 check. That's mine too.
You turned me into that because I wasn't like that. Like, I wasn't ever like, okay, well, let me do all these nice things for you.
Oh,
too.
I do.
I used to just be like, do everything nice for me. Like, I'll do nice for you on like holidays.
But women cannot expect a man to do for you what you will not do for him. Period. Yeah. I cannot expect a man to go and have a bowl sitting in the car in the driveway talking about, baby, I just bought you a car and I would not do the same thing for you.
That's true. But now I'm being too damn nice. So now I got to start laying the law down.
My Von Cleef bracelets paid off, baby. All that niceness, honey. I had a good birthday.
Look. Let's bring the Von Cleef out. Okay. Okay. And these two people are friends too, but they're like different kind of friends, Eva. Okay. They're suburban black men. So I don't know.
I'm raising some of those.
Okay, let's talk about it. So they claim that they know why black women don't like them. Who said that black women don't like suburban black men? Did you say that?
We don't like cornballs.
We don't like cornballs, but you could be a hood cornball. You could be any kind of cornball. Well, these two suburban black guys, they claim that they know what black women want. And apparently, it just ain't they ass.
Dating life, I would say the closer you fit to whatever the celebrity, the current rappers, like I said, Lil Durk, what's the other dude, Quando Rondo, all those dudes, the closer you fit to that stereotype, you like some girls will be, they'll just be down, especially black chicks.
I think that mostly attracts black chicks.
I don't know what it is, but they like that. Mm-hmm. They don't like when a dude has it together.
Clean cut look.
Yeah, bro. And I don't want to say that because it sounds like I'm trying to bash. I'm not bashing black women, but it just is what it is.
Yeah.
That's been my experience. I attract the most Latinas and white girls.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I attract.
Yeah. Same. I think because I have that professional clean cut R&B type of look, that's why I also mostly attract Hispanic and white women. And you guys be in the comments like, do you not like black women? I'm like, black women don't like me.
Listen, man, in this world, you go where you want it.
Yeah.
Wherever you want it, that's where you go.
Black women don't like you because you think that they like Quando Rondo and Lil Durk. Are you joking? Are these women 16? Do you know who the hell Quando Rondo is?
No, I thought he was talking about Rajah Rondo. I was like, the basketball player?
I knew it. I'm like, Eva does not know who the heck Quando Rondo is. Quando Rondo is involved in that whole death of King Von. Like, these are kids. Like, so for him to even, like, say that, these are the type of, you took him out, young girl.
No, I hear what he's saying, though. This is what he's saying, and I can appreciate it. There has been a great divide of being black and black enough in the community, especially in the last 10, 15 years. Like, are you black enough? Are you not? Your mama white? Your daddy white? Are you mixed? How many toes down are you black? And when you are a kid, I'm raising my kids. I live in a suburb. I have three children. And my kids will have lived a different upbringing in the suburbs than other kids that may live in the inner city the way I grew up. Now, a lot of social media's ideas of what manly men are and what beautiful women are created on social media by those images. And so if a manly man is a man with thick chains on and designer this and that with, you know, with a good Macy's sale involved, with all the little designer drip on, and then you get this young man from the suburbs who, like my husband, my kids have to wear collared shirt to school. Their pants match the bottom of their shoes. They're not sagging in their clothes. You know what I'm saying? My daughter wears young lady clothes to school. And so when you then put an inner city kid with a suburban kid, there is a large disconnect because the lifestyle is different. The way in which you talk, the way in which you articulate yourself. My son asked my husband, can he redeem himself by getting his candy back?
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Who says that at four?
Yeah, maybe over the heads of a couple of women out there. I mean, you know, that would be his age. It would be a little over their head, probably a little intimidating. But I think then it goes even for the other way. That goes for men. When they see a woman that is like can articulate handling herself well or she's successful, sometimes they get intimidated too. So maybe it's like a reverse side of that. But like, I look at my nieces who like, they're like 21, 22, 19 from those ages, right? And when I think about the guys that they date and they grew up, I'll say like, in the suburbs, but they strayed, you know, have friends that was in the hood and all that. So they got a little variety or whatever. And they don't be with no rapper looking guys. Like they be with, one of them is with a square. The other one's with a football player who he's very respectful and like not hood. Like, so, and she actually, he wants to get a chain and she's like, no, I don't like that. So I
but
think,
see, you know
really-
what?
Depends.
I think everybody won't Cresha. They won't Cresha. They want that girl that's still
true.
The hood girl.
Which means he wants the rapper girl.
Thank you. And so I think the real issue here is not that he can't get a girl, is that the kind of hood girl that he like don't like him.
Yeah, it's she like, making it clear what she want. Bags.
Like everybody
Bentley.
Don't like Drake.
Yeah,
I'm
but
just
you,
saying.
He ain't got that money though. You get what I'm saying? Like if you want a Cresha, Cresha's telling you she want a bag, a Bentley. You're not there yet. The hood dude, it may be, you know, doing a little illegal activities. Not saying necessarily, but he may be. You know what I mean?
But maybe
sure
even if
that.
You do, there's a different thrill than like, come on, I'm going to pick you up in my dad's Jack. Versus like, I'm just pulling up off the lot. I just got that new Maybach.
Why that
got to
be his voice though? See, you stare. You know what they write? No. They write. They
because
write.
They,
look at what you
like
did.
They talk like white people. They do.
Look at what you did.
I have, my children live here. I know. But I am in the middle of it.
There's some cool suburban. I dated. When
my
I
kids
was,
is cool suburban kids.
I was
then,
suburban, I think, to an extent. Well, I ended up being suburban. My mother made sure she raised us, you know, in the suburbs. But my boyfriend at the time, he was suburban, but he came from the hood too. So like you could be two people from the hood that turn suburban and that works too. But well, like, see, I don't think it never was me being like, oh, I need a hood dude. I dated a hood dude. I dated a suburban dude. I had
exactly.
to try. I didn't know who I liked. I was
so
a kid.
Men, that's not it. Let me just tell you what the true bottom line is, sirs out there, suburbs to metro, from hoods to castles. Okay. The bottom line is a man has to work to be with a woman.
Period.
In the store. I don't care how much you have or don't have. A lot of men are out there expecting these women to run after them because you got a couple assertive women out here like me. You got the game completely confused, homeboy. We still want to be courted. We still want to be dated. We still want to be wooed and all of those things. So no, it's not that we don't want you in the suburbs. We just want you to pull up like old boy did from the hood because he knew that he had to impress.
Exactly.
You don't think you got to impress with your polo, bruh.
Well,
that's all I got.
You got everything else handed to you. You thought you was going to get that poom poom and it wasn't on a silver platter this time. You got and, to work.
Right. And the thing is as much as all the white girls is around you, you still want some of this chocolate.
Oh, but also think about it because they low key be the token black dude. So all the white girls is throwing the poom poom at them because they like, oh, he's going to be a basketball player.
Yeah, because their mama and daddy told them to, so they can go ahead and help them go ahead and get that job. You know, we know.
We want a baby that looks like Kim Kardashian's baby.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay, now let's.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Let's talk about manifestation because maybe these men need to learn how to manifest like Glorilla. They might not be getting the ladies that they want, but Glorilla is getting the glow up that she knew she would get. Let me tell you something. She has manifested her breakout song recently. Rapper Glorilla shared her story about cleansing and manifesting. She tweeted, "Me, TZ, and Keela did a 60-day cleanse starting on March the 1st of this year, which was supposed to be over on May the 1st because we said that we couldn't go into 2022 the same way we did last year. So we said something has got to give. So we said for 60 days, no men, no clubbing, no alcohol." It sounds like she's pregnant. Because that's the only time I cut all of that off.
It's giving.
But This is what happened. She says she exercised on Monday through Friday for 1 hour a day and drank water and made the most of our day consist of figuring out a way just to get more money and made FNFs in April, on April 20th, and it dropped on April 29th, which left 2 days until the 60-day cleanse was going to be over, right?
Wow.
So it's safe to say something definitely gave.
Something gave.
60 days that she decided to stay away from men, to stay away from the club, to stay away from alcohol, to focus on working out every single day for an hour. She had two good Judys by her, and she hit the studio. What happened? The cleanse worked, girl. What? I said, what?
Why she couldn't let this story out in September? Like, we in the middle of Thanksgiving and Christmas. Like, sis, I can't do this now.
This cuffing season. She's trying to let you know that all she can say is that when you set goals, L'Oreal, and you stand on business, it's literally nothing in the world that can stop you.
Can I exclude like no N-words for like something else?
No, see, I like cutoff soda. I think it's more so about being very intentional about what you want in life. A lot of us have dreams and desires and hopes and these wishes and prayers of grandparents. But what about the work that you're going to put in? Your grandma can fast for you all day. I can cut off meat for L'Oreal all day long, but what is Lo going to do for Lo? Lo can cut off something for me, but what is E going to do for E? So at the end of the day, it's all about what are you going to do? She said all her prayers, and then she went in there to do the work. But on top of that, she decided to sacrifice something for the flesh to manifest something in this world. Baby, gonna give me the preaching this moment.
And come on now, but let's think about it. 60 days is not a long time for your goals and dreams. If you know that you could give up something for 60 days, and this is something that you really believe that you want and you need in your life, that should be nothing to you. But I'm not gonna lie, temptations and all that stuff, having that self-control will show you that you can do a lot of things. And it ain't gonna be easy, child.
No,
and you're gonna have a lot of devils.
Her friends, her two homegirls being with her, I think is a really, really big part of it, is having that good support. Because yesterday I told my friend Robert, like, put your workout on, clothes on, we're gonna work out. But we didn't work out. I mean, but it was a start.
Okay, you know, so you and Robert don't need to be accountability partners.
You got to start somewhere. If we added Lo to the mix, see, Glow had two people.
Okay.
So we add Lo to the mix, but this is about being intentional about what you want and having the right people in your corner that are not only rooting for you, but that are going to do it with you.
Add me to the mix, because you know me, I'll be going to the gym, child. I'm missing it today.
You ready? We can go. I told you where my membership is. We can go, Lo.
But you know we got to steal my train. I'm like obsessed with my trainer.
The trainer can come. It's the big
deal. Yeah, he got to come over there, because I go to him and he literally has transformed me. Like, and that it wasn't easy. I cried through that. My life changed. I'm not going to lie. And I think that's why I really rock with him, because my life changed when I started going consistently to my guy G at the Loft in Atlanta. Shout out to him. My body changed. Like, and my weight, it was crazy, because like, I was at a weight that I was comfortable with, but I ain't look how I wanted to look.
Reshifted that thing.
He took inches off, and that's different than taking weight off. That's what people don't understand, but that's because I put the work in. And it wasn't, again, I cried. I got to get them beads, because you be with them beads.
That's but my inches.
Girl, I cried. It was hard.
But when you are trying to manifest the next level of greatness for yourself, it's going to be painful. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be hard. But to Glorilla's example, it is so worth it. Because when I tell you, Miss Mamas is the hottest thing out there. I saw Sierra over there.
No, she has not lost. Everything she put out has been literally a hit. Like, and she sounds different than the other girls.
I'm here for her. I'm here for Glo. Shout out to Glorilla.
I think she probably mad at me a little bit from the interview we did. But you know, I'm always going to ask tough questions.
You're going to be L'Oreal.
I'm gonna ask the tough questions, and people sometimes, I'm just now finding out that people really have issues with that, because some people have talked to me lately and I'm like, listen, don't.
But it's the way you ask them well. And if well, let me ask you this. Do you think that they know they're listening to the Undressing Room podcast?
I don't know, but they know
Well, check out our personal Macy's shopping page at macys.com/theundressingroom. Now, are people playing with you this week?
This is not one of those kind of podcasts. What you mean playing with?
I'm just saying, are they playing with you in your DMs this week? Are they shooting their shots? My favorite part of the show. You know, I'm going to slide all the way there.
I was a little nervous because when you said playing with, then we said undressing. I'm like, well, we can't say those kind of things here on the podcast. But I did tell you that I was going to shout out some people because we have a bunch of people now that are hitting me up and they're showing love to the podcast. So I do want to make sure I shout out at least one of them this week really quickly. Shout out to Kiki, Miss Kiki, to be exact.
Hey, Kiki.
She said, when I say you ladies give me life, I just love you guys. I love both of your perspectives, and I just love the final question of the day. Eva, stay ready. Shout out to Scorpios and L'Oreal. You are beautiful inside and out. Thank you, girl. Keep doing your things and getting us undressed. Love y'all. Black queens. Hashtag Black Queens, hashtag Black Girl Magic, hashtag Black Girl Swirl, hashtag Undressing Room Podcast. Big shout out to Miss Kiki Williams, and we love the love that you give us, girl. So I want to
thank you, Miss Kiki Williams.
It was a few people, but I really liked her message, so I had to make sure we shouted her out. Now I got this other guy. I got this guy, and he reached out. Now, he was kind of rude but nice, and I don't know what to say about this, and you be the judge. He said, I'm tired of you ignoring me. Can't you see that we belong together? Our signs are compatible. You match my fly, but you always are avoiding me. Mind you, I've never seen this person hit me ever before. Okay. He said, you're always avoiding me. This is going to be my last message because I'm not one of them. Hopefully you don't miss out on the opportunity to be treated like a queen.
Did he message you again after that?
That was it.
Okay. First of all, sir, the hostility in your first two words of this message gives me completely toxic and unmanageable. The audacity. What does he think you owe him?
I don't know. Poom poom.
have you? Okay. So is this the same guy that's been hitting you? Has he gotten a new name and he's on Instagram?
Girl, I've never seen this person before. Like, I don't know where he may have hit me, maybe somewhere else. And like, to be honest, I don't even care because like the entitlement of this guy to think that like, if you don't, you're going to miss out on your opportunity. Well,
I got a question about DMs real fast.
What's this?
Because one of my really, 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 really close friends just got a DM by a super duper duper famous person. My friend is famous too, but like an extremely famous person. And the famous person is married. That got slid in my friend DM. They tried to shoot their shot. And my friend was like, first they responded because it was like, you're super famous. And I just want to like kind of be in the world of like, hey, you know me, you responded. But now it's getting kind of funny because I know you're married. So what do I do? And since you're the queen of the DMs, you know how to curve them, how to turn them.
Are they having issues, the married couple? Like, have you heard any rumor of issues?
No. They just married and rich and famous.
Are they swingers?
What do you do? No. It's just him.
I'd be like, you know, I don't want to disrespect your marriage. I'm a fan and I hope that, you know, we can be cool, but I'm not an adulterer like you, sir.
Oh my God. You don't understand. I was like, hold on. Who did what to what to what?
I can't this wait till right I know now. The person because
as soon as we get out, I'm about to say,
oh my God,
right,
I cannot believe this. So wait, were you shocked?
I was floored. I was flabbergasted. I've gagged for a week.
And your friend is married as well?
My friend is not married.
Oh, so he don't even care. He got stuff to lose and all that, and he not even tripping on that.
Like,
he better be the breadwinner.
Oh, he the breadwinner.
Okay.
He the breadwinner of all the winners of all the bread, for sure.
I mean, but she still want to be cordial with him.
Well, she never expected for him to ever, ever, ever slide into her DM.
I mean, you know, I curve everybody. So, like, me,
so
I
what
just...
do you do when someone that famous slides in your DM and you know that they, like, you know, got somebody?
Okay, so before, because this is something similar has happened to me. And, like, but I knew the person to a certain extent. So I'm opening a DM thinking they just talking regular. And they weren't. So I laughed it off. You know what I mean? And I just kind of curved them. Okay, I laughed the person off. Oh. Okay.
You missed it. You missed it, friend.
Okay, you so what it. Would I have done? See, like, it's some people that are rude, and it's some people that are still
nice. No, he was
nice.
Real sexy about it.
That's what I'm saying. So I feel like the turn down, I feel like she could turn that around to still make them friendly, but, like, not, no, because he's going to try to, yeah. Okay. Well.
I told you wasn't ready for this one, friend.
Okay. I'm a big fan, but what I'm going to have to respectfully decline. I'm going to have to send him a Justin LaBoy meme. I think that's what it would have to be, something crazy. Like, because that's a difficult one. Yeah, I'm floored for the first time.
Girl, it made things so awkward.
I ain't going to lie. It's one thing about it, though. If it wasn't that person,
right,
I can't even say what I really want to say. But if it wasn't that person, uh-huh. And she kind of wanted to take him away.
Say it.
She just got to protect herself. She has to protect herself.
Eva.
Oh. I'm not doing this podcast no more. I'm not doing this show no more. Okay.
I can't.
All right.
I can't.
If y'all want to slide in my DM, go on and do it.
Be
Star
careful.
L'Oreal. L-O-R-E-L. I'm not going to respond unless you got something good to say. Like, we need something good. Y'all not doing good enough. Y'all threatening me. And I don't like it.
But no, Miss Kiki Williams, I'm here for her.
We like Kiki, but this other like guy.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Kiki. Now, the question is, how do you feel about the final question to undress today? Okay.
All right.
It's up right now is the name of the person on Twitter. And it says, I feel like if your friend and your boyfriend are consistently arguing and bickering and things like that, there's probably a lot of sexual tension between them. So let's just go ahead and put this in proper perspective. Your friend, your homegirl, and your boyfriend don't ever get along, like Pam and Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay.
Just okay. Clear, no, and they were definitely having sex.
So, that's what I'm about to get to, girl.
Yeah,
so the question is, something seems like there's a lot of sexual tension between them. The attraction turns into a low-key frustration because it cannot be expressed sexually, obviously, because they are friends.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes out in arguments. And then we got a response from somebody in the Twitter comments that said, well, I went ahead and married my ex's best friend.
Oh.
And then the other one says, I am currently set to marry my former best friend's ex. Life is a circle. And the next one says, my ex ended up marrying one of my very good friends, and it all worked out. So the recycling of exes seems like it's a normal thing to these people on Twitter. But how do you feel about the man that you're dating, if you are heterosexual or whatever, or even gay, the person that you're dating being at such odd tension and odds with your best friend?
Mm-hmm.
Is there something telling about that, L'Oreal?
So I had this situation happen before, and I have to say, the guy that was in question, I actually took him from some, not took him, but I met him. So let me say this right. I met him through a girl that I was cool with, and he dated her first.
Okay.
Then me and her, we had like a little bit of a falling out, and me and him started working together.
Okay.
And then it turned from us being friends to we started dating, right?
Oh.
But I never told her. I just didn't mess with her no more at the time.
Oh.
So I did that before. But
but you guys weren't cool no more. You and her.
At a point, it was like we seen each other, but we wasn't cool no more because he still was cool. It's a long story. But just know that, like, our friendship, definitely I moved away from being friends with her when me and him started dating. But while me and him were dating, he had a big at odds with one of my really close friends. And it was like a constant thing. Like, she would say things about him. He would say things about her. and like they did not like each other at all. So there was numerous times that I thought it was super weird. And like when me and him finally broke up, I asked him like, yo, did y'all ever do anything? And he's like, I would never do nothing like that to you. I'm like, well, you did it to somebody else with me. So like, you know, automatically I would believe that you would do something like
you
that.
You would but do it again.
Like, yeah, he was like, no, I never looked at her like that. I'm like, so what was y'all issue with each other? Like, I just read, because they always had this issue and I've never been in a situation like that. I've always been cool with my homegirl's boyfriends. I never wanted them to get away from him or this, that. Like, I've never did that. So, like, when you just said that, it made me think like, well, maybe they wanted to have sex with each other and they just maybe never they got
see,
the opportunity.
I am team. That's your man. And I don't want nothing to do with him. Mm-hmm. I don't want them bringing my girl dates. Only bring him over with his couple stuff.
Yeah,
you make his plate, stuff. Not me.
Yeah.
If he likes a beer and you at my house, go get him the beer. Don't want nothing to do with your man. That's just the kind of friend I am, though. Like, if it's your man's birthday, happy birthday. I ain't buying him no gift. That ain't my friend. That's your man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's real. I keep it real cut and dry because I am what they call crazy when it comes to my husband.
Yeah.
So the way I am, I assume that others most likely have this mutant inside of them also. And so I just try to refrain from anything that will activate, you know, uncivilization.
Yeah, I think it is a touchy thing. And I do have one friend that I was super close with, her boyfriend, but we had all kind of met around the same time. And we had a different, like, we had a lot of things in common as far as career wise, you know okay. what I mean? So he more so could help me, like, give me advice on certain things.
I'm so funny. Like, I mean, okay, so even I have 4 friends going through divorce right now. Mm-hmm. Life sucks. But one of my girlfriends, it's so funny. I was talking to her the other day and she was like, you know what? Out of all of my friends and everyone that knows me, you are the only one that has not asked me what happened. And my response was, I was never in the relationship to care what happened.
None of my business.
I never dated you. I never dated you.
But what happened now?
Honestly, I mean, pandemic this is the post-pandemic divorce season. I think
yeah.
everybody is out and they done got their vaccinations for COVID and for monkeypox. So they like ready to get back out in these streets. But when it came to being a friend, I never wanted to know what broke them and why her heart is broken. All I want to do is help to mend your heart. But I don't want to. That's not my business. I don't want to know if he's a cheater or if he's a liar or if weird things like. I don't want to be privy to that information.
But do you think it depends on your friends too? Because I'm not gonna lie, when I think about friends that I've cut off, like I didn't even want them to have my dude number. Now, if you was like, yo, what's his name number so that I could get something from Mike, I'll give it right to you. I just sent old boy number yesterday, like to one of my friends.
But see, that's different though, because you're securing your relationship and it's intentional. And that 9 times out of 10 is something so that we could all do something together.
Yeah.
I don't, all those whole like sidebar, like we both do music or like I'm an actor and yeah. I'm trying to help him get an agent.
But hold on, even if we knew each other first.
Okay. So that's different.
But, or like together, like we all met together.
Well, see, you know, if you knew someone, that's different because like Neo and Crystal. Crystal's one of my best friends. I knew Neo way before I ever met Crystal. I've known Neo for years.
So if y'all was to have a conversation
but
with
me
that,
and Crystal,
would she
Crystal's
away?
My woe though. When after the day I met Crystal, Crystal became, that's my girl, that's my yeah. woe, that's my left. I will bust anybody over the head over Crystal Renee Smith Williams. So
I hate when friends involve me in a relationship.
So it does get weird because yeah. I started off as his friend.
Oh,
and
see?
Cool with me and Shave was cool. And to this day, Shave is still cool. He cut people.
But was Crystal, he calling you? Were they calling you like Eva? Let me tell you, that's happened to me before.
Nah, see, I don't have no.
Nah,
that's
I didn't have a to, choice. It would be bad. It would be like, talk to him, talk to her. And I'm like, what am I, Dr. freaking Phil? Like, I hated it. I never again. But I'm not going to lie. I used one of my friends one time. I'm like, girl, you got to hit him.
I saved my friend relationship by calling her girlfriend.
But you get what I'm saying? Like, the friends that I have now, I don't have no reservations or think that anything. But, like, maybe my old friends, I
like
think had the best intention. Yeah,
you
I ain't
have.
Yeah, you my accountability partners now. And
yes, I got you. And I'll call them. I'll call them.
I know. You did. Didn't I put you on the phone the other day?
Sure did. Sure did. That's what friends are for.
Well, if they got a final question for us, what they got to do?
Boom. Do like y'all do to L'Oreal. Slide into our DM. Our DM is The Undressing Room Podcast on Instagram. Slide into the DM. Let us know what you're feeling, what's going on, what's making you froggy, what's making you freaky, what's making you pop. Yeah. Let us know, and we're going to respond to it. We're going to get undressed. It's super easy.
That's right. And you're listening to The Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's. Log on to theundressingroompod.com for episodes and links to our Macy's personal shopping page so you can get fly just like me and Eva. Hey. And we're going to get up out of here.
We out of here. Until next time, let me see if my mailbox came, see if my Macy's stuff is in.
I hope your peonies is in there, because I think you done shipped them off earlier.
Yeah, these is juicy. I need some new ones. They got a good little sale at Macy's right now in the intimates, though, just to let you know, for this Black Friday sale. So if you need some intimates, go get your little discount right now.
Go get them. Go get that.
Get it in.
Bye.
The Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's, is an Urban One Reach Media production, hosted by the one, the only, Eva Marcille and L'Oreal.
Follow at The Undressing Room Podcast on all socials. Executive produced by Kobe Cove Tyner. Assistant produced by Alexis Felder. Edited by Dunkus. Senior Director of Podcast Operations, Sierra Reed. Sales and Corporate Partnerships, Josh Romani, Michelle Marino, Lori Hall, and Khadijah Campbell. Digital Marketing, Walter Gaynor, J.R. Davis, and Tim Hall. Thank you for listening to the Undressing Room Podcast.
See you at the next episode.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.